Oh, groovy, baby.
Come with me if you want to live.
Can you believe it's been a week already? That's right. It's time for the Radio St. Pete exclusive Indie Circuit. My name is Mao, and this is another solo show. Sorry, folks. You just got to listen to my droning. No cohort again this week. I think it's going to be, you know, a little bit, sometimes yes, sometimes no. That's just the way life goes. He's a very busy man, being pulled by kid and job and other. So, you know, when Promi can be here, he's here. And when he can't be here, well, I'll be here. And music will be here, and my inane banter and musings will be here. Oh, tough day. Tough day for the wallet. A new car, newish car. Had the air conditioning go out, and I was like, well, that's not good. And lo and behold, of course, it wasn't covered by those things, warranties. So, bye-bye, $800. Oh, God. It's rough, you know. What can I tell you, though? In Florida, if you don't have air conditioning, your car is basically a big brick of nothing. It's not even a car anymore. It's just push it off a bridge because it's worthless. Much like a house after a hurricane hits. No air conditioning. It's kind of like you don't even want to be in it. It's just a big sweat box. But what can I tell you? We had our first ever. Listener giveaway. So, yay for James T. Just James T. I'm not going to say his last name because I know everyone would be running over to say, hey, give me that wonderful CD you won from Satan's Pilgrims. And James T. would be like, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm the winner, and you're not. So, congratulations, of course. Hopefully, we'll have some more coming up in the near future where I'll package it all up and send it out with whatever goodies I can get out of the illustrious studio here, along with the incredible free giveaway. So Satan's Pilgrims kicked in a free CD of Sinestro, and James T. is our first ever winner. So how awesome is that? Pretty awesome. Not as awesome as some music. Well, I shouldn't say that. It's as awesome as this music coming up, but here's some music for your ears.
Where's the ordinary rabbit? That's the most foul, cruel, and bad-tempered rodent you ever set eyes on.
Filtered light from morning sky. Lift your head and open wide. Your eyes renew. Nature's chorus sings on cue. Tenements in slow decay.
morning when the sun comes up, after chasing the night with you, making my way somehow.
I get a feeling,
making my way somehow.
Trying to lonely night.
I heed a warning that my time is done.
We made it down. Excuse me, I think this might be Gatorade or something. I was just looking for some regular water.
Water?
Yeah.
You mean like in the toilet? What for?
No, just to drink.
From one end of America to another, from tiny hamlet to the big cities, the critics are raving about Blazing Stewardesses. And here's what they're saying. Blazing Stewardesses outblazes Blazing Saddles. It's a mad, 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 mad world of sheer lunacy and complete insanity.
Dunhall!
And the thunderous acclaim grows and grows and grows. Blazing Stewardesses out Panthers Pink Panther. Blazing Stewardesses out sexes everything you wanted to know about sex.
Dunhall!
And still the applause mounts until it is a crescendo of joy, an overwhelming accolade of spontaneous acclaim. Blazing Stewardesses is all that and more, more, more. If you see one picture this year, make it Blazing Stewardesses. Rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parent.
Please, don't holla.
From Independent International.
Mr. Porter, what's your wine selection?
Oh, we got red or white.
Blazing Stewardesses. Wow. Anyway, before the break, that was a new band, the Heavy Blinkers. Heavy Blinkers. Okay, that could be like a car blinker is really heavy to turn on and off, or they kind of blink really heavy when they look at you. I'll go with that one. That was off the album The Night and I Are Still So Young. Okay, and I played Filtered Light, In the Morning, Mother Dear, and Try Telling That to My Baby. There you go. So, Heavy Blinkers, new band, real good stuff. I remember hearing them, and I was like, oh, that's cool. That was part of that, as I keep trying to find, wade through all these many, many, new bands that, have come my way. I try to sort through them all, and I can't seem to get to them. But don't worry, I will, sooner or later. Words, yeah. So, I also, before I get too deep into this section, I know we have a lot of new listeners, a lot of new avenues that our Radio St. Pete empire is delving into. So, if you are a new listener, you might want to find some of my other musings online and on Radio St. Pete and other. If you go to RadioSt.Pete.com and go to the audio archives, you can find, of course, the Indie Circuit. This is show 188, so there's like 187 of these before this, and of varying degrees of success. And then you can also find one I do with a Dr. Morbius from Parts Unknown. It's called Asian Cult Cinema, and that's where we talk about some of the craziest Asian cult movies that you have never heard of. Or if you're, you can also find, go to BunchOfDorks.com. There you're going to find Slow Robot A Go Go, That's where me and Dr. Morbius talk about B-movies. And, you know, we're up to show 290 in that show. And a lot of this week's, we did double features, so a lot of B-movies. I've watched a lot of bad movies. And then there's a couple other shows on that, on the bunchofdorks.com. You can see, what's the one? Two Dimension Podcast. I'm not on that one, but that's about comic books. And then, of course, the bottom one is called Bunch of Dorks. And, well, that's kind of like this show, but a lot more cursey. So, there you have it. All right, enough of the shilling. Time to go. Let's go ahead and play some more music.
It's true what they say, cops and women don't mix. It's like eating a spoonful of Drano. Sure, it'll clean you out, but it'll leave you hollow inside.
Yeah. calling me.
Grumpy today, dude. I didn't get a lot of sleep last night. Just having those dreams again. You know how it's just me in a castle. I gotta fight like 1,000 wizards. The only way to beat them is to punch them as hard as I can in their faces. And then when I'm done, all their little wizard wives came out, wanted me just to have sex with them, which is kind
of
weird.
That was, of course, the world famous Detroit Cobras off of their Mink, Rat, or Rabbit album. I played Cha Cha Twist, The Summer, The Slum. That's got to say something different. Hold on, let me dig through this. No, that's it. The Slummer, The Slum, Midnight Blues, and Hittin' on Nothing. Yeah, should have read that before I started talking. The Cha-Cha Twist, The Slummer, The Slum, Midnight Blues, and Hittin' on Nothing. Make sure you check out the Detroit Cobras and the Heavy Blinkers and all the other bands I play on. You know, I guess start with Facebook or Google search, blah, 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 blah. You know, the world is the internet. The internet is the world. If you would go back in time and say, hey, Mao, you should invest your money in Google, I'd be like, what, that free search engine? Yeah, right. That's why I'm going to die poor, everyone. Because I make great business decisions like not investing in Google.
There are only two things I can't stand in this world. People who are intolerant of other people's cultures and the Dutch.
Boy, really funny. I'm in a new workplace. You know, my other place decided to send our company to send my department to India. And so that was the end of that. Well, they're still hanging on, but that's the end of me. Let's put it that way. So I went to another place. I've started working there, and it's kind of interesting. We're moving into a new building. We've moved into a new building, and it's exciting because it's, you know, there's a lot of new, you're meeting new people and you're hanging out and all that kind of stuff. But it's some of the stuff that they're trying to figure out on the fly, you know, like corporate culture or that kind of thing. It happens naturally, but it's also some things add to it. And we got an email sent out to the whole, you know, the whole company, kind of saying, hey, you know, a couple of little things. Make sure you do this. Make sure you do that. Blah blah blah. You know, kind of like the rules stuff. And one of them was, you know, to make sure you, for men, to make sure you put the toilet seat down. And we're like, okay, whatever. I guess I'm not sure why that's a big thing with women. You know, what if I have to touch it to pick it up, well, then you can. You know, be a big girl and put it down. It's just, it's no different. And we were sitting in a meeting, and I was kind of like just laughing about it a little bit. And the one lady looked at us and said, "Well, then we'd have to touch it to put it down." And we and all the guys in the room kind of looked at her with our heads turning sideways like a dog. And yeah, how's that any different? It isn't. It's sad. But they retracted it, kind of saying, "Well, you know, that was a little weird." Interesting. I'm getting used to the place. It's a little bit high stress, some of the stuff, you know, but a part of it's because I don't know what I'm doing quite yet, you know, figuring stuff out, and it gets easier as you start going along, but new jobs are always tough. I know a lot of people, younger people especially, bounce from job to job, and it's easy. And I think part of the problem is when you're at one place for a long, long time, you know, you do kind of get stuck in your ways, and you have to really figure stuff out and you know, kind of on the fly, make sure you're embracing new cultures, you know, or new corporate cultures, you know. So it's all good. It just was one of those things when you read the emails, it just makes you laugh. You're like, okay, I guess.
Silence, Earthling.
My name is Darth Vader. I am an extraterrestrial from the planet Vulcan.
We'll be right back. Johnny, what can you make out of this?
This? Well, I could make a hat, or a brooch, or a pterodactyl.
What happens to Nancy and Sheila in the Mansion of the Doomed is so horrifying, we can't even hint at it on this radio station. Mansion of the Doomed is so shocking, it will never appear on television. Some films you see, some you feel. You'll feel Mansion of the Doomed. You'll never forget Mansion of the Doomed.
Minnie-me loves chocolate. Scotty do.
What? I like chocolate fine. I just...
Scotty do.
Yeah, well, yeah, it was very familiar. Hang on, let me do what I do. Would you stop?
How about it, Owen?
How about a what?
How about it, Owen?
What are you...
How about it, Owen?
I don't even...
How about it, Owen?
Honestly, isn't this...
How about you do, ladies and gentlemen, Scotty do?
That was, of course, Red Bacteria Vacuum. I played Why... and then Fly, and then Fine Day, and then Gade, G-A-I-D, Gade, Gad, Gade, I don't know how to say it, doesn't matter. So we're Red Bacteria Vacuum. We first got introduced to them through Benton Label, Benton Records. They were one of the bands on the Japan Night, the awesome tour that comes around every year, Japan Night. Make sure you go check that out. If you're one of the cities that they go to, you do yourself a favor and get to that. Boy, I can't wait. 59 or 50 days or so, I'll be in Japan for a week and a half for a wedding, and then hopefully some other cool stuff. But right before that, I'm also going to be doing Free Play Florida. And if you don't know what Free Play Florida is, if you live in Florida and you like pinball machines and arcade machines, you go check that out. Because, boy, is it awesome. It's over in Orlando. It's at a convention. It's a three-day thing. We're only going to be there one day this year. But, whew, good stuff. I had a lot of fun last time. I'm hoping I never miss it. So go check out Free Play Florida, and you'll be glad you did. All right, this is going to be the last music break. And if you know this show, like I know you know this show, you know right where this is going. That's right, the world-famous 5678's coming right at ya.
You heard Marsalis threw Tony Rockihar out a four-story window for giving me a foot massage? Mm-hmm. Can you believe that?
Well, I mean, the time I was told, it sounded reasonable.
Marsalis throwing Tony out of a four-story window for massaging my feet seemed reasonable?
No, it seemed excessive, but that doesn't mean it didn't happen.
Bye. ぜ火がついた。